I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
Whoa.
Ooh.
And I am the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me. And you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram as well.
Gotcha.
Shout out to all our platforms out there.
Yeah, all you mother suckers. Ah, damn. Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart, CastBox. What else? RSS got its own. YouTube, of course.
Did you say iHeartRadio?
Oh, yeah, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Samsung Podcasts. We everywhere.
We
people.
Outside.
Appreciate everybody
out
in the world, other places out there. Make sure y'all hitting the like, hitting the subscribe. Hitting the notifications so you know when another one is popping off to you.
That's right.
Please check out justinfullercomedy.com too, people.
Check that out.
And I'm about to add another page where it's appearances on other podcasts and me and Cool C have been on. So that'd be cool. Another link to that so you guys can check us out on other podcasts. We just did one with Jen, which was successful.
Yes, that's Cocktails and Comedy.
Cocktails and Comedy with Jen. Yes.
With Jen. Make sure y'all go to Redline Radio. So, you know, they got a lot of dope shows on Redline Radio.
A lot of dope shows. Shout out to Timbuktu's producing all of them.
What a great producer Timbuktu is.
He is doing a great job out there, man. Shout out to Timbuktu. Mm. Tell you what, doing your damn thing, baby.
Shout out to
Timbuktu. And he's a great comic.
Man.
Check out the episode we had with Timbuktu. Matter of fact, where he devotes his love to Betty White.
He is a big fan of Betty White.
Big fan of Betty White.
Yeah. Shout out to Timbo, too.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
What's up, brother?
Slow motion, man.
Shit, no it ain't. Sure. Ho, ho, ho.
It's always going to be slow motion.
This is a ho, ho, ho episode, people. Merry Christmas to all you guys out there. This is going to drop on Christmas, matter of fact. So, ho, ho. Nice shirt to you.
Thank you.
Like that.
Thank you.
Rocking my shirt. He's look at him. Support like a mother sucker, man.
Hey,
Cordell ain't nothing but the truth.
Thank you, man. I try to be.
Nothing but the truth. And let me know. Let me congratulate you on a successful showcase.
Thank you. And I want to also say thank you for being a part of it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You,
for sure.
You made my night pop. You
man,
know what I'm saying?
I started off.
Shout out to Justin Fuller.
Appreciate it.
Shout out to Tyrone Gaines.
Bam.
Shout out to Roselle Lamar.
Booyah.
Shout out to Ebony Timberlake.
Say what?
And shout out to D to the Hawk.
What?
And shout out, I am Chad.
Chad Tate in the house, show.
Chad Tate.
Yeah.
Man, that was a lineup.
Man, what a lineup, dog.
Listen, man, listen to me, and listen to me good. Like, that would have sold out any...
What?
Any hilarities, any...
What?
Improv.
What?
Any state theater. That was a heck of a show, and it was F-R-E-E.
Free. Free. Yeah. 2-drink minimum. For sure. But hey, we're going to throw it out there. He's about to have another one in January 11th.
January 11th.
So, hey, come out and support. It's Showcase. Showcase. So there's going to be a dope lineup. And y'all ain't going to know until you show up.
Come through.
It's that secret shit, yo. It's a secret show.
Look, all y'all got to do is just know that, you know, Cool C's hosting and it's going to be dope. So
definitely. It was good, man.
Thank you, good.
I'll tell you what I realized, though, still enough, is there's a different environment and a different style. And, I mean, I survive, obviously. And
of course.
Not as well as my bits didn't go as...
I mean, wait a minute. Before you even comment, you didn't see the footage. You didn't see the tape.
This is true.
So
this is true.
You really can't comment on it right now.
Roger that. Roger
not
that.
Intelligently.
True that. I'll take your word on it.
Yeah.
I had a great time though.
I'm glad you
did. I loved the environment. Everyone was cool. I loved the setup. No TVs, lights, mic. It was cordless, so I could dance.
Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying? And the lineup. Dude, the lineup was dope. Like you said, man. Those were... I'll tell you what. Shout out to Roselle. Shout out to Roselle. Well, shout out to Ebony Timberlake. She was the first one to ever say I was funny. She was the first comic in the Cleveland area, in the surrounding boroughs, who first ever came up to me, other than yourself, obviously, at a comedy club that said, you're funny. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Ebony. She noticed talent right off rip. Shout out to Roselle Lamar.
Roselle.
For giving us our shot front stage and open mics and doing this damn thing and holding shit down and letting us put out our show and everything like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to D-Hawk, always giving guidance.
D-Hawk.
Shout out to D-Hawk, giving guidance along the way. Came out like a pro. Got the crowd fucking going, doing his damn thing, and that was special. So it was great to see that.
Hey, listen, like if you're in the Cleveland area, if y'all see Cool C Presents or Midnight Paco Presents, I'm gonna stand out on it. Like you're gonna get a good show, you're gonna be entertained. You know, that's something that I take seriously. You know, I do like to tell jokes, but I want you to come out to a good show.
Well, that's what it's about, man. And that's what I'm saying. And Tyrone Gaines, he's a slayer. Love it.
Beast.
Every time.
Shout out to Tyrone Gaines.
One of my favorites, Chad Tate, yo. He's just on it, yo. Great guy. Always on. His jokes are on point. He's a professional all the way. So shout out to everybody that took part. And I appreciate you letting me be part of that, man. It was good. Great show, man.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, brother. Congratulations, I really appreciate
for
that,
sure,
man.
Yo. You deserve it.
Thank you.
You deserve it. It was good times, man. And it's like, it's one of those times where you branch out and it's tough, man, because when you get rooms and things of that nature, because you don't know how things are going to go, you know what I'm saying? And it's used for experience, you know, hosting, you know what I mean? It's almost like you were promoting, you promoted the show, you got the comics, and it was a like you said, that fucking ticket. Are you kidding me? In the Cleveland area? What that could have been? We could have promoted that bitch and put that bitch at the Agora. Or some shit, you know what I'm saying? Those are some fire-ass comics, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's funny because I went to the Agora. Shout out to the Agora. Yeah, shout out to the Agora, man. And Bill Squire, he put out a show last week. It was December 16th. You know what I'm saying? And I got to go see Cleveland's, you know, top-notch performers out there. You know what I'm saying? So it was one of those deals you get to see. And yeah, it was one of those things we could put on a great show.
You just gave me an epiphany.
What's that?
Yeah.
That's next? We're coming.
Look, yeah.
I'm serious.
Like Marshawn Lynch, like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good people, you know what I'm saying? It was John Armstrong.
Yeah,
John Armstrong, he started it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's awesome. I like John.
Oh, hey, you know what? Shout out to John. You know, this is what I'm saying.
He's funny, man.
John Armstrong.
I love his just, he's so chill on stage. He got great material.
I've been asking Justin to do this, but I'm going to say it again. Cleveland comedy scene is on the rise.
It is.
It's so much great talent here.
For sure.
And I'm going to stand on it, and I'm going to keep showcasing the great talent here in Cleveland.
Definitely.
Including what you see in front of us.
Yeah. I tell you what, man. Like I said, my new shit would have popped.
I mean,
the goodies always do good.
Look, check out. This is the dynamics here. Like, all right, let's just keep it all the way funky. All the way real.
Get it.
Justin came out. He did his scene. He did his set.
Did it.
And this would be considered a black room.
Yeah.
Rock the house.
I think I was the only white person there, right? Other than
spectators?
Yeah, I don't think any spectators.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
One of the comics' significant other.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
One of the comics' significant other was.
Shout out
to them. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Okay, support. You know, that's right.
I appreciate that.
For sure.
But it's that doesn't mean that that's all that comes. Everybody's welcome to this room.
Yeah, for sure.
People choose whether to come or whether to not come.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
This room is such a nice room.
Definitely. Oh, it was, dude, it was dope.
I had great participation by the owners.
Security.
They filled every request that I asked for. They respect comedy.
Yep.
They respect the game.
Yep.
And everything worked out perfectly.
Yep. So shout out to grown-ups. We already know where the room's at. Yeah, shout out to grown-ups because that's where it was at. So shout out to grown-ups on Noble Road in Cleveland. That's right.
Cleveland Heights.
They have do you know most of their schedule and when they're open? I know they close at 11 o'clock, but you know when they open up? I think they open up at like 2, don't they?
I'm not sure exactly.
I'm not 100% sure, but go on Google. Google grown ups.
It's what is it? Martini and Wine Bar.
Martini and Wine Bar.
Yeah, on Facebook they have a page, so please subscribe to
them.
On Grown Ups.
They have other things other than comedy, but definitely is check out Cordell's showcase whenever he has it. You know what I'm saying? Which is going to be January 11th.
January 11th is the next show.
You're working on the lineup is already done. I already know. See, the beautiful thing is I got the behind the scenes, so I already know what's coming up. I already know the other people he got coming up. And it's, you don't want to miss it because, you know what I'm saying, man? I'll tell you what, and that's why I said there's different muscles for different rooms. And now that, you know, it's funny because you work it and you're like, okay, I realize what material, if you take chunks of this, this might work and this and that. But there's some people that are just built for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all about to have a good time. This, I'm telling you right now. Hey. You about to have a good motherfucking time, yo. So yeah, make sure you show up for sure.
And come early, because.
Yeah. Yeah. Come early.
Oh, and I don't want to just say wait till the summer, because, but yeah, come early. Yeah. I had a great time.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's good. It's good. Congratulations once again, man. It was dope.
And thank you for being a part of it.
Hey, man, anytime. You know, it's you know.
And your wife.
Yeah, yeah, my wife showed out. You know what I'm saying? I love taking her out, man. You know what I'm saying? It's good times when you get to step out. It's fun. And it's like.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Like I said, but the best is the material. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to, like, the new stuff I'm working on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But there's other shit I ain't even touched yet, dog. And it's like, I still have yet to even bring... I can't bring it there, obviously. But the new shit is pretty tight. You know what I mean? And I think if I add just a little couple more minutes, that's all I need. You know what I mean? That's another... I'm bringing something different to y'all people next time. The next time you see me coming, is like what I'm saying. Look, it's good times.
Cleveland comedy scene.
The beautiful thing is I got that material now. You know, that's what I'm getting at. You know what I mean? I did what I did, but I also have other shit I can talk about. And I think it'll definitely... It's fun because if somebody sees you a couple times, you know what I mean? There's going to be different people, obviously, that show up, you know what I mean? But you always want to keep it fresh, you know what I mean? So it's good, you know. I'm not gonna rock it, but y'all got to check it out, dog. There's going to be a dope lineup.
You're not coming back?
Oh, I'm definitely coming back. All right. You kidding me?
Oh, he'll be big. He'll be coming big.
He coming big.
Oh, he coming big. He'll coming be big.
Ho-ho, people! Happy Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
So while y'all sitting there with your people opening up Christmas presents, Midnight Paco wishes you a merry, merry mother sucker and Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah, man. Well, you got plans?
Do I have plans?
Yeah, for the holidays.
Family's getting together and we're going to, you know, celebrate that way.
Yeah.
But mostly I just, you know, I wish everybody to be healthy and...
For sure, man.
Love on your loved ones. You know, this social media is not a replacement for reaching out to...
100%.
It's not a replacement for telling someone you love them.
Right.
I mean, it's like, can we stop making, like, I love you taboo?
Mm-hmm.
Can we... That's not a taboo thing.
Not at all.
To me, if this is my honest to God opinion, if you pass away, and I cry for you of your absence, that absence is because I love you.
Right.
What's the problem of letting somebody know that you love them?
Right.
While they're here on the earth.
Not at all.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know, that's not a taboo word for me.
You know how many people I say, I love you, brother? Love you, brother.
Hey, love you. They don't
some
say
nothing. Some that, yo. It's almost like, even my dad sometimes, it's hard for him because he's old school, but still.
Look, I don't think that's soft.
Nah.
Look. I don't think that's bad at all. Look.
I'm laughing, bro. I do some better shit like say I love you.
I don't think beta is better.
Of course not. Nah.
I'm going to tell y'all something. Everybody that can hear my voice, listen. I love you.
I love you.
And ain't nothing you can do about it.
Nope.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. I love you.
Accept
ain't nothing
it.
You can do about it.
Accept it. Accept
there
it.
There you go. There you go.
I call everybody brother. Except if you're in traffic. Then I might call you motherfucker. No, man, 100%. And like, I think that's my New Year's resolution, dog. I'll tell you what, man. I tell you 100% all the time. You and the way you reach out to people is a superpower. Because not everybody does that. I'm guilty 100%, and that's something I need to work on. And I apologize to friends and family members that I've texted. Unfortunately, happy motherfucking birthday, these are my people, which is sad that I've not called them and spoken to them. There's times, 100%, and I'm guilty of it, and I know people out there are guilty of it too, and I'm fessing up because I'm wearing Santa shit, and I'm drinking, and I had a little bit of smoke, and everybody knows the truth. Motherfucking call people. 2023, pick up the phone, call people, no worries, tell them you love them.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Pick up the phone and tell them you love them, because one day they won't be here. And there's plenty of moments I've had where I may have not been here. And trust me, I get texts. I get plenty of texts from people. I think if I got calls, I'll tell you what, though. If I got calls from everybody I may have touched, my phone may stop ringing. But that ain't a problem, because I love everybody out there, and I need to make more calls, because there's plenty of time out there to just call and say, hey, how you doing? All right, love you, bye.
I mean, and that's basically it. I mean,
100%.
A lot of people think that it's 24 hours in a day.
24.
And if you just say, hey, I love you.
Love you.
Everything good? All right. That's all.
Cool.
Without issues. I mean, a lot of people feel like they got to bring up old things and you know, you owe me money and right. things like that, or remember that time. No, it ain't about that. It's really not about that.
No, it's,
you know, like even if you do owe me money, if I call your phone, answer. You don't. I'm not even thinking about the money.
Right? No, not at all. No, because obviously I'm able to lend it to you. So trust me, I ain't worried about it all like that.
Yeah, but I'm saying like it. You know, don't get me wrong. It's the principle of you
for said sure.
you're gonna pay back or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. But
I'm just saying like
yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna if for example, if I had a show. And you owe me money. I don't want you to not come to my show.
Right, right.
Because
right.
you owe me money.
Exactly, exactly. But see,
I don't want you to not answer my call and let me tell you.
That's what it is.
Let me hear you. You know, like, hey, yeah. I don't care about the money. Your love and your respect is more important to me.
Right.
Than the money.
Right.
You know what I mean?
100%.
So it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm from outer space.
Nah, man. Yeah. It's a superpower.
You know what?
It's a dog. It's a superpower.
You call it a superpower.
It's a superpower.
But I think it's just a human power.
No, look, man. Look, people, I'm going to tell you this 100%. And you go back to the first episode. You obviously know how me and Mr. Cool C, Mr. Cordell Respress met. We were working at such place, and we met. But after I got shot, this man right here, he was the only one to ever, you know, he was the only one who came to the hospital other than one representative from the company. He was the only employee, the only person that showed up to see. And obviously we've been in communication, you know, we were friends, you know, at the job, but he was the only one that showed up. Okay. Skip to after I leave the place, he's still working there. He still reaches out. I pick up every time. Obviously, but bad to me. I don't reach out as much, obviously. You know what I'm saying? I don't think at all, unfortunately. Every time you've reached out, I've answered the phone.
Yeah.
100%. But you know what I'm saying? But I've always just lived my life, and anytime somebody that I've always respected called, and I've always answered the phone. You know what I'm saying? Because they deserve to be, of course, anytime. Hey, what's up? But he's always reached out. He's always been that person to reach out. And then when, especially, I tell you what, man, the fact that you reach out is why we're both sitting here. And I tell you that 100% honest to God truth, because he's reached out. I told him what I was doing. He said, I want to do that. Well, fucking come out, baby. You came out. Bam. History's made. All the conversations on the phone. Dude, this is gold. Fucking sit down. Put this shit behind us. Mike's, I love everybody. Fucking subscribe. Because this is what it is, man. This is truth. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody reached out. So anybody out there, reach the fuck out. And this is what happens. Shout out to fucking Greg Morton. I love you to death. People don't understand what it is like for us because of what we've witnessed, who we've been in contact with, and the scene around people who snubbed and people who fucking answer the phone whenever and wherever they are. Shout out to Greg Morton, who's in Las Vegas, Nevada, who's about to do a bomb-ass fucking weekend.
You know it's going
to
be dope.
And kill that goddamn thing and answer the phone when this man called because he just wanted to say thank you because of the knowledge he passed down because he wasn't arrogant enough to speak to us when we met him at the Funny Stop way back when.
Hey, you know what?
Shout out to you, Greg Morton. I love you to death.
Shout out to Greg Morton. Love you, man.
Yeah.
It really means a lot to me.
For sure.
Pretty much anybody that, you know, that takes the time to answer my call.
Yep. Oh, 100%, but that's a testament.
Yeah.
That's a testament. You
know, Greg Morton.
That's a testament. That's all I'm saying.
You know, and it's a couple of others that said that.
For sure.
You know.
For sure. 100%. And I'm like, just stating facts of what I've witnessed.
Right.
And I'm not trying to just throw names out.
No, and that's why I'm not mentioning names either. I'm not a name dropper either.
No, I'm not trying to. I'm just stating facts of what we've had them on our podcast already a couple times, is what I'm saying. And that's just from us meeting him.
Right.
From him coming to perform and talking to us like normal people. Right. Meanwhile, we're getting snubbed by people doing open mics. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm trying to point out, people. That's all I'm trying to point out. And that's all.
He always thought it would be me to be saying this stuff.
And I'm just trying to say it because it's like, come on, man. Ain't nobody. Relax. We're all just trying to make people laugh. It's all about having a good time. You know what I mean? But that's a good feeling because it's when you're a good person. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you. And it is a great feeling. And you know what? I'm not going to sit up here and act like I'm a big religious person. But you know, thank God. It's God. You know, it's like everybody that rock with me. I thank God for them. Right. You know, I'm very appreciative for everybody, including Jay,
appreciate
that rocks with me. You know, made my first little show a success. Thank you. Thank them.
For sure, man. Dope lineup.
And thank God.
Yeah, for sure. No, everything came together, man. It was dope. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And to be honest, man, I just love how I seem like look. I've always looked at life in a certain way, you know what I mean? And I think I attract people who have good vibes. You know, you read people, man. You know what I'm saying? There's good energy out there, there's bad energy out there. That we meet good people, there's bad people. And it's unfortunate because I love to think, like I said, I say this 100% all the time, I love to think that everybody could get along, and I think you can until somebody gets in the car. Because once you get in the fucking car, everybody hates everybody! Everybody hates everybody, and it's like, shit! Come on, man, I love people! But as soon as I get in the car, I fucking hate you! Because you're an asshole! And you just don't want to follow the fucking rules because it's all about you. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
So when there's those moments that everything lines perfectly where there's just a lot of good people involved, it's good. It's time to acknowledge that. You know what I'm saying? And that was a moment for you last night and tonight. Because tonight more than last night.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Okay.
I know people don't understand time, but tonight more than as we're filming now and the call we just had, shout out to Greg Morton. The call we had with Greg Morton.
Yeah.
Nope. Local?
Nah, he more than local.
More than local, but what I'm saying is I know him from, you know, he's a fucking,
Beast.
Yeah. Is what I'm saying, but I can't wait because he's going to be there. Should be. Make sure y'all there next time. His next show is all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That call, I know that was more emotional. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
More emotional. Meant a lot more. But at the same time, dog, everything, the calls, everything that I've heard tonight was a testament to the personality that you are and what you portray and what I've known since I met you. So kudos, dog. You deserve this, brother.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Appreciate you. Ending 2022 on a motherfucking high note, baby.
Hey, it's, you know, like, hey, man, it wouldn't have been possible without you.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? We're working, baby. And it's not without you guys, for sure, because I appreciate everybody following us and subscribing. Look, man, we're out here. You know what what the last fucking Mohicans are? Are comics, dog. You know what I'm saying? We're the last truth tellers.
Comics are the last Mohicans. Sure.
Yeah, man, we're the last Mohicans.
That's right.
Yeah. We're the last truth tellers is why I look at it.
Well, you know, it's important that we keep it that way.
I believe it.
And say what we want to say, but be respectful.
Well, yeah, there's a way to bring it, you know, to do jokes and everything like that. That's why I talk about most of my stuff is personal. You know what I mean? Most of it's personal. I mean, that's why. Shout out to Dude Security. I don't know your name, but on the way out, he was like, I got a joke and this and that, and you can say this. And because he, you know, obviously respected me, I guess, because I was in the environment, I guess. As
you did a good job.
Yeah.
You did a great job. You were a comic that performed. You did a great job. I didn't have nobody that was bad on my lineup.
I know. But what I'm saying is, he was telling me dropping N-bombs. I'm like, no, I can't do that joke. He's like, I think you can get away with it. No, I'm good. You know what? Look, the beautiful thing about, dude, jokes and things like that and trying to use, like, jokes to try and be, you know, on the edge or
curve.
Yeah, never crossed my mind because of me growing up with my best friend. You know what I'm saying? It never crossed my mind because race never got there. Until, like, I heard people calling him names, you know what I'm saying? And it was like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? And then I was getting called Wigger all the time. And I'm like, I don't get it, because I can dance and listen to Yo MTV Raps. What's wrong with you? You can't do this shit? You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things where it's like, shout out to Dog for thinking, but I'm never going to, you know what I mean? Those are just jokes I never ever gonna,
I mean,
you know what I mean? There's no need to, you know what I mean?
No need to.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even ride like on that in that realm. I mean, other than the shit I talked about earlier, because that's just funny and true. As far as Justin, I really ain't white, but I've heard that with all my Spanish, you know, hanging out with Puerto Rican dudes and all that stuff. They always like, Justin ain't white. You know, he's Puerto Rican.
Hey. You know what I mean? You know what? You know, I had a great time.
Great time.
And there's more to come.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I had a great... Everyone was cool as shit.
Right.
No, that wasn't the point. It was just like, my material was like... He was like, so comfortable. It was like, you could do this. I'm like, no, I'm good. He was just... And I was like, why don't you do that joke? That was funny.
Right.
He was like, well, I was a kid of a pastor, so these are jokes I really can't talk about. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, see, all them hidden gems,
hey,
raised in a certain environment and can't get on stage, but
right,
people, yeah, if you're funny, you're funny. Get on stage and do the damn thing.
Yep. And shout out to everybody that came to support.
Yes.
And, you know, and also kudos to a great episode on Cocktails with Ginger.
Yeah.
Comedy and Cocktails
with Ginger. Comedy and Cocktails
with Ginger. Thanks for everybody that tuned in for that.
Appreciate, you know, like everybody that checked out that, yeah, and watched that. Hey, we had a good time, man. You know what's cool about other podcasts? Because most podcasts have, like, formats and things like mm-hmm. that. Like, she had games and things of that nature, mm-hmm. which you nailed 100%.
Well, you know,
I was there, but it took me a second. I mean, I think we talked about this last week. It just gave me a little bit of,
hey,
you know what I mean? You knew him right away. You know what I'm saying? That's just that.
Well, you know why.
Yeah, a history buff.
Well, no, not just that.
Oh, you don't smoke marijuana.
I don't smoke pot.
What bullshit. Well, guess what? I enjoy life. How about them apples? And you can just drive CDLs, so you can't. That's why, look, I have a CDL, people, but I don't drive it no more. I gave it up. I said, you know, I got to change the frequency of life and get a job where I can work this out and do this comedy. And
the most powerful thing a person has is right here.
You ain't lying.
The mind is so powerful.
I'm going to post a picture of all the stuff I had because I was thinking this other shit to add to my set. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to post a picture of it. I had my notebook with some reading glasses, a pen, my ashtray with a blunt, a glass with a bottle of liquor. Like, this is what I needed to create this baby. You know what I'm saying? To create this knowledge. This is what it takes sometimes to get these thoughts together and come over some silly shit to talk about on stage.
Well,
it's fun.
Cool.
It's fun. Cool. Not everybody needs it, obviously.
I'm
not promoting it.
Shout out to Nas. All I need is one mic.
One mic, one mic. That dope song.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need.
Nas is good.
One mic and y'all.
Definitely need y'all. Cause
I need y'all to listen.
Without y'all to listen, we ain't nothing, yo. I'll tell you what.
Shout out to all the platforms.
Yeah.
Everybody listen all over the world.
Yeah. Oh, hey. I'm going to use this time to give a moment of silence for my boy, Franco Harris. You know what I'm saying? That we talk about the world being crazy, dog.
Mm-hmm.
This is a historical weekend for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I know a lot of Browns fans and a lot of Clevelanders don't care too much about the Steelers.
Not true.
However, they like the history of football because this is where history was born, in Cleveland, Ohio. Can't Ohio, but still in Ohio. Either way, the Immaculate Reception, 50 years to the, you know, it's coming up where the 50 years were, they were going to honor and retire Franco Harris's number. This weekend on the 24th, where the Steelers play on Saturday, I believe, and he passed away, man, at 72 years old, which kind of hits close to my dad just turned 70, you know what I mean? Which,
right.
You know, and it's weird. It's just, you think about life, man, and timing. It's like, it couldn't have waited 5 days.
Shout out to the Don.
Shout out to the Don for sure, yo.
That's his dad.
That's my dad. Shout out to the Don. But you mean it's just like the timing is so crazy where this man, and he seemed healthy of all. I mean, I didn't see him. I mean, recently he's always out there and doing things, but I didn't hear anything of his health. And it's just the fact that they're about to retire his jersey, well, they still are, and recognize the 50 years of the Immaculate Reception. If you guys haven't seen the Immaculate Reception, I don't know where you've been, but it's where Terry Bradshaw, they're playing the Raiders, because they're playing the Raiders this weekend.
Bounced off a shoulder pad.
Bounced off of Frenchie Fuqua, who I was in Iraq with his nephew, which is awesome. Connection. Fucking, what is that, six degrees of Kevin Bacon?
6 degrees of separation.
There you go. So, bounce off of Frenchie Fuqua, and then Franco Harris grabbed it at the very last. They never know because the way the film was and the way it hit, it didn't show the ground and the football. They ain't high def like it is now. But he ran that bitch in for a touchdown. Steelers win, and that's history, baby.
Yeah.
So, it's
I want you to light that so you can burn yourself.
I will light this shit and I won't burn myself because I'm a professional. People out there know, look at this. This is what you call a roach. And that's still smokable. But
he had it in his fingers and I want him to light it and I want him to talk about the Steelers and I want him to burn himself.
I'm going to do that and continue to talk because they're talking about moments. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to the radio in Pittsburgh.
Just talk about it with it in your hands like that.
Well, I'm going to smoke it while I do it.
Okay. And hold it in your hands like you had it before.
No, because I'm okay like this?
Yeah, and keep talking.
Okay, I'll keep talking. All right. Yeah. But they were talking about moments and where you were at during specific moments and during Super Bowls and things of that nature, dog. And when I was while I was on my way to Iraq, we were in Kuwait, I believe.
Was it Kuwait?
In Kuwait. When we were watching the Steelers versus the Ravens, and we were all watching it, and we're sitting there, and I'm gotten so nervous, dog. We're on defense. We needed to stop, and I'm just praying. I'm praying to the Lord above, and this is how this is another weird thing that's crazy. I left the room because I didn't know if I was a jinx. I left the room. I had my terrible towel around my, and I'm like, Lord, just do
hopefully
something.
You clean something with it.
Nah, like you kidding me, dog? You kidding me, man? That thing was wrapped around me like a sacred fucking cape.
The terrible towel. You know what? It makes good toilet rags.
Everybody copies off the terrible towel. You'll see motherfuckers waving around little bitch-ass white towels and shit because they surrender. I've seen that shit in Cleveland a lot. But they try different colored towels. It ain't the terrible towel. All y'all teams out there are fucking biting off the terrible towel. But anyway, I had the terrible towel wrapped around me, and that's when the fucking Lord himself sent his son, other than Yahshua. They sent Troy Polamalu down to intercept the ball from Joe Flacco and run that bitch in for a touchdown, and they went to the Super Bowl. And you know what? From there on, I landed in Iraq the day the Steelers were playing the Super Bowl against the Arizona Cardinals. And lo and behold,
hope you inhaled that thing.
It wasn't Troy Polamalu, but it was the boogeyman himself, James Harrison, who intercepted the ball and ran it 99 yards for a touchdown.
I hope you inhaled.
And helped that Steeler victory while I was in Iraq. This shit's about to burn my fingers.
That's what I wanted.
While we were in Iraq, and I got to call everybody home while I landed in Iraq for a victory of the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl. Awesome moments. I love Franco Harris for that moment in immaculate reception because my dad probably seen that at my age at the same time. Putting it out.
And I'm glad that's over.
You know what I'm saying? Look, because anyway, it's crazy. Look, hold on real quick. Because it's funny, because growing up, I asked my dad, I was like, because the 70s, you know, that's when Terry Bradshaw and all them motherfuckers were, you know, playing for him. Mm-hmm. And I asked him how old he was.
Terry Bradshaw?
My dad. Oh, okay. At that age, mm-hmm. when I was born. Because right. I was born in 78. Steelers won Super Bowl 78, 79. They went back to back, just so you know.
I was tree.
Either way, I was born. Mm-hmm. And they went back to back, 78, 79 Super Bowls. I asked my dad how old he was. He was 26 years old when he had me.
Your favorite number.
Favorite number. Crazy how fucking life works out. And I'm trying to imagine
it's
my...
It's crazy how you have a favorite number.
You know why? Shout out to my brother. Shout out to my brother. Donnie Fuller. Shout out to my brother.
Shout out Don.
Shout out to Don. You know why? And you know why that's his favorite number?
That's his favorite number too?
That's his favorite number. Well, that was his football number. That was his favorite number.
Okay.
And I got it from him. And the reason why he has it was because of Rod Woodson. Steeler! Steeler fucking great. Steeler great. Another corner who was a fucking beast on the field. But it was because of my brother. Basically is why I grabbed it. Yeah, favorite number.
Okay.
You like that shit.
What? What happened?
And you know what's funny about the number? So the number is 26. Everybody knows Rod Woodson, great Hall of Famer. Smashes everybody. Awesome. Yeah, impeccable. Either way, so 26 is my favorite number. I got it tattooed on my arm with the Joker because that's my favorite character. But in the military, people ask me 26, favorite number, football number, baseball number. It would have been on my swim trunks had I embroidered it, but... Mm-hmm. Didn't. So they started calling me 2-6, nickname. So that was my call sign, 2-6. Dope. It just carries on. You see what I'm saying? Come on. That has nothing to do with it. That's this mother sucker. Yeah.
All right.
So I'm legend. That's
enough about the squealers.
I'm talking about 2-6 at this point. Now this is a legend.
It all in
the PA National Guard is what it is. It does fall back to the Steelers, but 2-6. All right, whatever. Shout out to Franco Harris and the number, and unfortunately he's no longer with us. But damn, he was about to have one hell of a celebration.
Well, he knew.
He knew, man.
He knew.
So he knew he was great, and he probably knew that ball hit the ground. That's why. That's a conspiracy. No, I'm kidding. No. Shout out to Franco Harris. That's the dude. That's just crazy. I'm still confused about that, man. That's just nuts. A few days. That's life,
he
man.
He knew in a week in advance or a month in advance that they were going to honor him.
For sure, but that's just crazy, man.
I mean, he knew it was coming, though.
I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been a great since that whole thing. He's just been a you know, for the Steeler franchise, that you know, yeah, they just walk him around like,
yeah,
Jim Brown and shit. And Bernie Kosar. You know what I mean? All the greats for the franchise. Do they even keep contact with all them? I know Bernie Kosar does a lot.
He does a lot of comedy.
But does Jim Brown still do a lot of things?
I haven't seen Jim Brown in quite a while. I haven't seen Jim Brown actually since he went to talk to Trump with Kanye.
He went to go talk to them? That is right.
That's the last time I heard of.
You know they're about to run together this year, dog.
Trump
or
and 20, Kanye?
2024.
Trump and Kanye?
You know Kanye asked him to be his vice president? That's a Kanye move, isn't it?
To ask Trump to be his vice president.
Yeah.
Versus him asking.
Tell me that wouldn't pop, though. I know, I think Rogan talked about this same shit, so unfortunately, I think I may be stealing, but tell me that wouldn't pop.
It would be interesting.
That would be interesting. Probably not good for the country. Well, you know what, though? I'll tell you what, man. The country, the problem is with the country is it's the focus is so wrong. You know what I mean? And the problem is the thing about this place is I love it so much because of what it's supposed to be. And people lose focus of what the fuck America is supposed to be. Supposed to be the home of the free, where people come to create their own lives, and now they're all mad because immigrants come. You know what I'm saying? It's so fucked up.
Well, you got to first of all, you have to realize, like, what does that mean? Like, it's the land of the free and the home of the brave. You got to think about.
I mean, I know the history of America and how it started, so obviously it's a false. So obviously, but
so.
In retrospect, when you look at other places, I mean, they're fucking executing soccer players in Iran because they protested. And he's a fucking professional athlete. And they say, we don't give a fuck. You're protesting against us, you're dead.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? There's
in the same breath, you could say people are being executed just because of the color of their skin.
100%. Oh, we already know that. 100%. I'm not saying the history of America is great.
No, like, it's not even history. That's the current.
No, yeah. 100%. I'm just saying the idea of a melting pot and of America is, you know what I'm saying? It's where everyone's supposed to come and share ideas. You know what I'm upset about? But I know this ain't right because it would turn into divided. It wouldn't be America no more. I kind of wish there was like a state. I know there's like certain areas, but you could go and it would be nothing but like maybe like Japanese architect. You know what I'm saying? And that, you know what I'm saying? Like its own, like mission. Like, I always had this, and somebody's going to steal my idea, but this was a movie idea I had, and I'm probably never going to write it, but I always thought about, like, this United States dividing, because they said there was a big Muslim or Arab population in, like, Dearborn, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought about, okay, well, say all the Arabs or whatever just decided we're going to go to Michigan and just populate the state. And then, like, they're the overwhelming and people move out because of it or whatever the case, because, you know, fucking racists and shit, they just move out.
Right.
So it becomes a full state of Arab or Muslim, you know, and it becomes that. And then other people will start migrating to their own and it becomes segregated. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I see that in the future, but I hope it doesn't become that, because I love how everybody mingles with everybody, you know what I'm saying, from my perspective of how I grew up. But I also thought, you know, think like, we could learn so much and it'd be cool as shit to see what happened. You know what I'm saying? In a sense. You know what I mean? Of architecture, and because you look at all this shit from other places and it's so cool, especially how shit like in India, how temples were built and things of that. We don't see all that shit around here. Unless you're in a specific neighborhood, maybe. I don't know. Do they have like specific temple? I know like Russian like churches. Mm-hmm. They're shaped differently when I see them in different areas. You know what I'm saying? Like the way they have the tops and stuff, but they're not like there are in like the Soviet Union or nothing like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just,
I would go
to Vegas. They have a display of everything.
Yeah, that's
the whole world.
I know. And I guess in like another place they have a replica of like, I think it's in like China. Or Japan, I think it must be China because they're ahead of the game. They have like a replica of like France. Mm. Like an area where they have like the Eiffel Tower, but it looks like every building around that whole fucking... You know what I'm saying? That's cool as shit. Now that's cool because if you can never get there and you can visit... I don't know. I'm just upset because I look at all these ancient things like back in... Like, they talk about ancient aliens and things of that nature. It's like how they carved down in the mountains and I'm like how they did all this stuff. And it's like... And we have this bitch-ass architecture sometimes.
Well, I mean, you know, first of all, I think in order for everything to get better, and I think it's already starting, it's like you have to tell people and expose the truth. Truth has to be exposed for us to improve, to go forward. Ooh. You got to expose the truth.
But that don't want to be exposed. Well, that's why I want aliens to show the fuck up, dude. To humble everybody.
Well, that is the truth.
I know.
You know, so it's like...
That's what I'm saying, man. I really want them to show up just to show that a lot of people that really are running shit really ain't running shit. But I don't want to because I want our career to keep flourishing. Because you know what I'm saying? Because if aliens show up...
So you said forget the truth. Forget everything. I want my comedy career.
Come on,
to go
man.
Good.
We ain't gonna be able to tour and do fucking sets and clubs if motherfuckers the aliens are here.
Why wouldn't they? They probably already here. What are you talking about?
No, because then that'd be like War of the Worlds, or you know, I mean, War of the Worlds.
Not really.
World Wars.
Not necessarily.
Worlds. Not necessarily. You don't think so?
No.
You know how Americans are. You know they want to fight. Mm-mm.
They want to fight because of the message that's been, you know, brought out to them. They, you know, they feel threatened, they're scared. But if the truth was brought out...
You know what the truth is what Santa is all about.
And that's so far from the truth.
No, you know what Santa is about, like, monks who used to sneak in chimneys and crawl in and give magic mushrooms. The God... Dang it, I'm missing out on the name, but it looks like the Smurf one, the red one, mm-hmm. with the white polka dots, the Smurf.
The, you know, the mushrooms that are actually grown out of poop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I get it. Damn it, I won't get it. I mean, I'll put it up. I'll put a picture of it right here. Bam. But they used to sneak in and give them because they were like, you know, that people would trip and, you know, get this knowledge of the other dimensions and things of that nature. And people were trying to hide them. But these are monks that are doing this. In Habanero Muscaria, something Muscaria. It's coming to me, but, you know, the brain cells, people. But they say reindeer are caribou. You ain't lying. I wish I could... I ain't got another one in that bitch. The caribou like these so much that if you eat them and you pee, they will knock you over to try and sniff the piss because they like those mushrooms so much because they eat them and they trip balls. But they know the smell. Like if you eat them and piss, they will knock you over. And those reindeer, the caribou are abundant, but that's what the same deer are. So that's a little history. Nah, you know, for you people out there with Santa Claus, that's what it's all about. Him coming through the chimney and giving you mushrooms.
Okay.
So you can see the divine, people. It's all about. Those are truths.
Okay.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
Ho, 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 mother suckers! We appreciate you guys.
Yes.
Love everybody. Hey, man, it's the holidays, people.
Hey, man, where can they find you at, man?
You can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
And I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
Hey, thanks for tuning in.
Appreciate everybody, man.
Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe. And
yes, hit the notification.
Be safe this holiday.
That's right. We'll check you in the new year, baby.
Yeah.
Peace out. Yeah. Woo.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.